The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, a new biography of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex has offered a unique insight into what led to the couple stepping down from royal duties. It's called Finding Freedom. It's written by royal reporters Caroline Durand and Omid Scobie, and it describes the wall of resentment that slowly built up between Harry and Meghan and the rest of the royal family. No better man to discuss it than Nick Ferrari, presenter of Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio in London. This sounds tantalising, Nick. What can you tell us about the book and when will it be published?
Well, seeing as my OBE, MBE was never going to come, Frank, I feel confident of discussing it with you.
Never say never, Nick.
I'm pretty confident, I think. Let's just spare, whatever your feelings about Harry and Meghan, just spare a thought. And I appreciate there are people listening now who have their views, but a 94-year-old great-grandmother, the Queen, whose abiding duty since she, as a very young woman, was catapulted into the throne by the premature death of her father. All she's ever wanted to do is to keep the royal family going. And this is being said to be not quite on the level of that famous interview with Princess Diana, who, of course, is Harry's mother, in which she talked about the breakdown of her marriage. But probably what comes out the most disturbing, Frank, is that many commentators are saying there's simply no way back now in the relationship between William and Harry. So let's tell you what we have. So William and Harry, a relationship forged in the tragedy two young men, I mean, fairly, virtually not out of boyhood, losing their mother. And of course, it's such a public spectacle. They were so close with each other. But now Finding Freedom is the book, as you rightly identified by those authors. Well, it seems to explode just about everything. A terrible row because Harry perceived, when William said that you want to take your time over this girl, he perceived that as it is reported as being snobbish or possibly even racist. It would, I think,
this was when he first started dating her, obviously.
When he first started dating her, and he was so entranced by Meghan, who, let's say, is a fantastically attractive woman. I've seen her only in the flesh from the royal wedding, the May before last, from some distance, I have to say, in Windsor, but she is a stunning-looking woman, but he was so entranced, he, it is said in Finding Freedom, convinced himself she was the woman who he would marry after only their second date. By the way, Frank, don't know your personal relationship, but on a third date, and I know people don't really remember third dates, but this is quite something, on their third date, he took her to Botswana. Now, I think the third date was my
that sets the bar pretty high.
I think we went to the movies. But this girl,
cans in the park, a bag of cans in the park.
But I have to say, he's got form because his third date with Cressida, one of his previous girlfriends, guess where they were? You're already ahead of me, Frank. They went to Botswana as well. So obviously, he enjoys Botswana.
Definitely need to up my game.
You do need to up your game, my friend. I've no idea what your third date is, but I doubt that it, or nor is mine, is Botswana.
Is the allegation then that, you know, this could be seen as brotherly advice, but clearly Harry didn't see it as such, according to the authors of this book?
Nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. That's exactly... Well, that is how sage commentators see it. The elder brother, who's always been there for Harry, as Harry has been there for him, and I remind your listeners of past interviews with Harry where he said, we have brotherly moments. I don't know if you have brothers, but, you know, you have these fallouts, but we're always there for each other. Mm. But sadly, it would appear no longer. In the book, it is also reported that Harry perceived what was a degree of nervousness about an American divorcee entering the royal family. I remind probably none of your listeners are old enough to remember, but this has shades, of course, of the King's Speech, as Edward VIII, who abdicated, was Wallis Simpson. So the concerns there and the fact that she was an actress. It is reported Harry saw that solely as race, solely as the fact that this was the child of a black mother with a white father, and all this snobbishness and racism, not perhaps just concerned was he making the right choice. It is also reported that because, of course, he suffered the most terrible trauma, and her parents' marriage broke up as a young girl, they sort of became soulmates, and their first date, I don't have details on the second, was at quite an upmarket restaurant in London. It's called the Dean Street Townhouse, and it is reported for the first hour, they didn't even order any food. They just had one drink and just talked endlessly. Now, again, I remember my first date. Certainly, I order food within an hour, Frank. I don't know about you.
And look, this, some of the stuff that's coming out in this book, you know, there are some pretty strong, you know, assertions and allegations being made. did Harry and Meghan make any sort of contributions to the book? Were they involved in any way?
What a good question. Okay, so for everybody's lawyers who are listening, it has been absolutely stated by the couple's representatives they have no involvement in this biography. Right. Mm-hmm. I now point your readers to the London Sunday Times, obviously on Sunday, the London Daily Mail on Monday, and they have put pieces in there that suggest that some information has possibly come out through a very small but trusted, tight group of Harry and Meghan's friends because it is written. Some of the inside stories could only be known to the royal couple. So they've been set out. I need to say again, the royal couple themselves deny they've had any involvement in this book.
Okay, yeah. Look, it is important to put that out there. And what about, is there anything written in the book about their relationship with William and Kate now? Is that being completely severed as well? And do they go into how, you know, we could see it was a fractious relationship between the two couples? Does it go into any great detail about that?
It does. So you've got Harry thinking that William is being snobbish and is being demeaning and dismissive to the woman with whom he's fallen head over heels in love. And you've got Meghan thinking that Kate, which of course is William's wife, was standoffish, could have done more to welcome her into the family, and in fact at times was obstructive and difficult. So a terrible dynamic in that on every single level there are fractures. And now what's called the two houses, I remind you this is very, very archaic, but we have the two houses of the Cambridge House, which is William, of course, and Kate, who will be king, and then the Sussexes, of course, is Harry, who was Duke of Sussex. So the two houses, as we say in the United Kingdom, are now effectively at war. And you're either a Cambridge bloke or woman, or you're with the Sussexes, and there's no in between.
Well, the lines have been drawn. Has the royal family reacted to the book in any way?
No. Now, remember, their maxim has been, don't complain, don't explain. It is reported that the Queen is particularly distressed by this, because she, and I mean, there is photographic evidence. The Queen went as far as she could. She, well, literally and metaphorically embraced Meghan, took her to a prominent place at some summer games that they saw up in Scotland. So did everything that you would expect. It is again reported that the palace tried to make every possible move, that Prince Charles, who is again reported to have been distressed by the fact that Harry rushed out a statement concerning his romance when he, Charles, Harry's dad, had just landed for a very prominent tour in Asia, so that effectively sucked all the oxygen out of that, mm-hmm. because everybody was focusing on Harry and Meghan, so dad's tour didn't really get a look in. So again, everywhere you look, there are reports of ructions, and I'm afraid it's those rowing royals.
Well, I've no doubt it will sell a lot sell a lot of books. Yeah, it will fill a lot of column lines as well. No doubt. Nick Ferrari, presenter of Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio. Thank you very much for that.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live on air from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.